This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's welcome in Aditi Kinkabwala. Aditi, hello.
I completely disagree. I don't understand how you could objectively look at Heinz Words' numbers and Julian Edelman's numbers, or Shannon Sharpe's numbers and Julian Edelman's numbers, and say, okay, Edelman's a Hall of Famer, but those guys aren't.
Well, why does it have to be that? Why, if I'm making a declaration on one, does that mean that I automatically am saying something to the opposite about another? Like, why can't each one be used case by case?
Because it is a competitive process. Because not everybody gets in the Hall of Fame, although recently it has become sort of the Hall of Very Good as opposed to the Hall of Excellent. But I think that any time you are making an argument for one person, you are saying that that person excels above and beyond most people at his position. And here you have very, very clear examples of people who can't even get into the finalist group and have had truly statistically better careers, significantly better careers. But here, I have a problem with this whole entire thing in general. Why is, when somebody retires, is it all about, let's put a bow on his career. Let's decide where he goes. Let's decide if he's a Hall of Famer. Why can't we just sit here and talk about it?
That's so fun.
Love to sit here. Yeah, but I would love to sit here and say, this guy never even played wide receiver until he got to the NFL. This guy is the greatest story ever. He was a quarterback at Kent State and a sports writer.
It is a great story. It is a great story.
A sports writer called Bill Belichick and said, I don't know what you would do with him, but you've got to check this guy out. And look at what happens. And not only does Belichick listen to a sports writer, but this is what Edelman turns into, which is totally a credit to the way that he works and the athlete he is and the person and teammate and all of those things.
It seems that he should have been listening to more sports writers when Bob Kraft last week said that the reason they spent so much in free agency is because of so many draft misses over the last 5 to 6 years. What do you think of that? Boom.
Well, I mean, I think that Kraft owns the team, and he's allowed to say whatever the heck he wants to say, isn't he? And at some point, you have to believe in accountability. Someone has to hold everybody there accountable. No? I just don't like that.
When it comes to Robert Kraft and accountability, I don't know if I really want to go down that
road.
Yeah, say what?
You know what? Is it successful? I just don't like that as soon as somebody retires, is he a Hall of Famer or not?
Well,
is that the only measure of a successful career?
Especially because people don't even believe he's retiring. They think he's going to come back this year at some point.
But I do think it's one of the fun things. Yeah.
Is that where he's going to come back, in Tampa Bay?
Now, according to some people, yeah.
Well, the one thing that I would say is that he said he would play until the wheels came off, and then he said the wheels have come off. So I think it's just an acknowledgement that physically he can't necessarily do it anymore.
Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jadeveon Clowney, good or bad for the Browns if they were to sign him?
Okay, I mean, I feel like we've talked about this. At this point, it's indifferent. I mean, I don't know that it's bad. I just don't know that it's necessarily ridiculously smart and exciting. I'm very curious to see how his physical goes and how his knee is. I mean, I assume that part of him flying in is getting physically checked out.
Yeah, Aditi, I want to ask about that because I was curious. We're gonna put Aditi on hold here, get a better connection here in a sec if we could try. I'm curious about this, Kenny, because when we think about the injury and everything last year that forced him to miss as many games as he did, you know, what are they going to bring him in, put him through a gauntlet, or are we not really going to know until, like, we'll know what the test results are. We'll know, you know, whatever the original tests that they're going to put him through. But what about Kenny, the actual him on a football field? Like, we're not going to see the real Jadeveon Clowney until camp, right? So how will we really know if he's going to be good?
I don't even know if you're going to see him in camp. I don't know if you're going to see him in camp. I think he'll be fine. I think that he will. He's never been a camp guy. How am I going to see him in camp if he's never been a camp guy? Anybody?
Well, I think this is different, though. Is he not trying to actually play his way into a real contract again?
Yeah, I guess he would, but, and I know a lot of fans are going to agree with you on that, but if he's never been a camp guy, well, am I really going to get the best effort out of him? Or am I really going to get him to am I getting the best effort out of him, or is he doing this going, say, I got to stay out of camp. I can't be too active in camp if you want me in games 14 through 17.
All right, Aditi, how does that work? Will the Browns really know just by putting him with a doctor whether or not he's going to be good to go, or is that something we're not really going to know until camp?
Maybe a little bit, but I think at this point you know what his motor is, you know what his approach is, you know what he gives you, and, you know, Ken and I talked about this yesterday. If Mike Vrabel loved him so much, if Mike Vrabel thought that he had so much left in him, if Mike Vrabel thought that this was a guy that was poised to get healthy and become a Pro Bowler, the number one problem with the Titans a year ago was that they had absolutely no pass rush. Why would you not keep him? Why would you not convince him to sign even on a veteran minimum and say, let's do a show me deal? Come on, prove us. Prove us that you're ready. Let's get a bridge. Give us one great year and get that big, huge Bud Dupree-type contract, that Carl Lawson-type contract. When Mike Vrabel is not saying that, and his team desperately needs pass rushing help, and you can never have too many pass rushers, so don't tell me, oh, well, they got Bud Dupree instead of him.
Didi, what about him as a guy in the locker room? Because, like, the Browns right now, they're finally adding some veterans. They did so in the secondary. Guys who have been on winning teams, guys who have been in big games. Is there a chance that there's some concern about who he is in the locker room, or is he just fine?
You know what? I have to be honest. I don't know him well enough. I have never heard anybody say anything bad about him as a person or a teammate or a guy. So this is not someone that I have ever heard you would need to worry about upsetting the apple cart or the chemistry. But by the same token, the way that I've been sitting and raving about John Johnson, obviously you're not going to get a team of 53 guys that are brilliant and upbeat and love the game of football and eat, breathe, all of that. No, but you try to, right? You try to get as many guys like that as you can.
Diddy Kingwala joining us, NFL Network. It was reported last week by Tom Withers that neither side, the Browns or the people representing Baker Mayfield, have an extension right now as their top priority. Is that something they should have as their top priority?
I mean, I think it's very smart for a team right now to try to lock up a quarterback, because these quarterback deals are just skyrocketing. Right now, there is a little bit of a depressed cap. A team gets to sit here and say, well, we don't know what the money situation will be, and this is the best we can do right now, and don't you want to win and make sure we have enough money for other players to keep around you, and et cetera, et cetera. If I'm Baker's team, I think as good as I was this year, I'm going to be better a year from now, and I'll be worth more. And if I'm Baker's team, I also want to see, what does Josh Allen get? What does Lamar Jackson get? Why let Baker set the market? Because as soon as a quarterback sets the market, the very next day somebody else gets more.
So there's no chance, Aditi, that any of this could become bitter because something doesn't get talked about enough. Like, obviously, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe they are. Maybe they are comforting Baker. Maybe they're saying, hey, this is going to happen. It's just it's a matter of when, not if. And all of that, how delicate is something like this in terms of a negotiation or even just having conversations, exploratory conversations?
I don't think there is nothing that I have been told that makes me believe that either side feels bad about the other side. I don't think, well, look, I'll say it from my end because I am in a business where we have contract negotiations. I think any time that you are expecting a contract, part of your ego and your pride and your, well, who cares if the salary cap is depressed? Just lock me up. You should know I'm your guy for the next 10 years. You know, like, of course, there's a feeling of that. But you also know that that's emotion. That's not necessarily rational, pragmatic logic in this case. And I think that, I mean, come on, Baker for the first time has his entire coaching staff back. You know, he's got his offense back. He's got basically every playmaker back. He's got this unbelievable veteran offensive line back. I mean, if you know anything about Baker and the gamer that he is, you better believe he expects he's going to be a lot better next year.
But we know this is going to be a storyline throughout the season. He's going to be asked about it through camp, right? And then once the season gets underway, whether he's really good or for whatever reason he regresses, it's going to be a storyline.
Yeah, but you don't do business just because reporters ask questions.
Oh, sure. I'm just talking about him and his mental approach every single day.
But do you not feel that last year you saw a piece of him that I hate? It sounds patronizing to say he grew up, but don't you feel like there was a piece of him that sort of shut out the noise a little bit better last year?
Well, he admitted that he grew up. That he worked a lot harder this last offseason than he did the year before.
Yeah, so I am choosing to have faith that should a deal not get done before the season, that he takes that in a way of, okay, well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to cost you more money. Think about Joe Flacco, who didn't get a deal done that Super Bowl year, and then just goes on the most ridiculous playoff run ever, wins the Super Bowl, and then looks at Steve Bisciotti and makes the money sign, rubs his fingers together. Can't you see Baker doing something like that?
I also remember how the Cousins thing went in Washington. So there is a roadmap here of good and bad, or even Dak Prescott. Obviously, it ended up working out for Dak Prescott, even after an injury. So there are different roadmaps here.
I mean, there are, for sure. But is this really a major cause of concern for you right now?
No. We're just curious how this unfolds.
Well, I just think that we are in interesting times right now. And if you talk to people around Josh Allen, you talk to people around Lamar Jackson, you're getting very similar thoughts here. And I think that these players that have confidence in themselves are betting on themselves.
Aditi, we have 60 seconds. You ready? Would you rather bowl would you rather bowl a 300 game or golf a hole in one?
Golf.
Okay.
I don't know anything about bowling other than like the bumpers help me out.
The bumpers.
Even with bumpers, I'm not bowling 300.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Aditi, we thank you for the time. All the best.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye.
The wonderful Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.